Another sort of live. I must go and get them on this tour. You'll hear all about tour in just a moment. I talked to a couple of boys for the band. That's Fields of Fire at the BBC in the South. From, of course, Big Country. Talking to Mark and Mike of Big Country in just a moment. Thanks to Mary in Christchurch. Very kind of you to say so. I'll try and have a good time tomorrow when Cashman sits in. Keith in Swanley as well. And Graham in Ramsgate would enjoy that Caroline thing. Dominic in Barham, or Barnum rather, said Pyrite was used to make crystal radio sets, so I called myself Pyrite. I like that. Very ingenious.
OK, before the travel, I had a decibel increase in my allowance, of course, because it's quite loud. Fields of Fire, what a tune that is. And that is Big Country. The good news is they're back together again with a new vocalist who's an old friend of the programme. So it's welcome back to Mike Peters, formerly of The Alarm. Hello, Mike, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Excellent, Roger.
So Welshman joined Scottish band, basically. What's going on there?
Well, the lads asked me if I'd guest with him at the beginning, and it went so well from a couple of gigs that it's decided to keep going and keep the momentum going. And you know, so I'm in two bands now. I'm in The Alarm and Big Country, so it's fantastic.
Oh, so it's not the end of Alarm then?
Oh no, just they've loaned me out for a while.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, because we say hello to Mark Brzezinski, who's with the band. I mean, you've got a few other jobs that you get involved with as well, haven't you?
Well, I call it plate spinning. Obviously, Big Country's my band, but I'm out with From the Jam just before the Big Country tour, and then after with From the Jam, and with Thunderclap Newman next week. And I've just got back from Vienna with Midur, so keep myself busy, but it keeps the practicing when we're not playing, you see.
Well, you're really an honorary member of The Who, really, aren't you? You're fit in Mooney's boots, because you work with Townsend and Daltrey, you know.
I've been very lucky to have worked with Pete over these years on his solo stuff, and Roger Daltrey on a couple of solo albums, but I've kind of worked with Simon Townsend, Pete's younger brother, who's in The Who, for many years on most of his bands and projects, and he's a very good friend of mine, so yes, I suppose I am in that camp, but not actually with The Who, but with Pete and Roger.
You mentioned Simon there, and you're with Bruce in the Casbah Club, weren't you? I mean, it's ironic, because one of the first gigs you ever did was support to the Jam on the Farewell Tour, wasn't it?
That's right. It's funny, we all grew up listening to the great bands of that time, The Clash and The Jam and many others of that era, you know, studying the big LP that was out and looking at all the pictures and what gear they used, all the fun that you had with vinyl. And, you know, to get the call from... It was always a sad moment going to see the Jam play on their sort of farewell tour at Wembley Arena for six nights, I think we did. But, yeah, I met Bruce and the whole band then and got on great with everyone. And sort of years later, you have that connection. And when Big Country sort of weren't in existence, me and Bruce Watson still wanted to play, and we teamed up with Bruce Foxton. So we kept that connection, and that's been continued since From the Jam have asked me to do shows as well. So that kind of friendship with musicians is always there, you know. It's like one big family.
I mean, you should write a book, really, because all the people you've appeared with over the years, I mean, you've supported the Stones on two tours, the Voodoo Lounge tour, which I saw, the Bridge to Babylon tour, which I didn't see, but, I mean, that's quite an honour, because Jagger says you're one of the best support bands that he's ever had.
That was fantastic. I mean, the enormity of those gigs beggars belief when you actually appear there. You know, you are literally playing in front of a sea of heads, you know. And, you know, it was fantastic for us at that time, and they became good friends of ours, and, you know, I became a good friend with Charlie, who's a wonderful drummer and a person. But the odd thing about doing those really big shows for me, and it just maybe it's just me, I don't know whether you think the same, Mike, is the smaller gigs, when you can see the whites of the eyes, you're more nervous. When you do those really big shows, and it's just dots, and, you know, you've got the press pit in the front and then security, and by the time the front row's there, it's like you need binoculars to see them. And, and funny enough, when you do the big shows, I'm less concerned in my nerves as I am doing a small club, you know.
A lot of people say that. Yeah. I mean, Mike, did you actually, you know, before you joined Big Country, had you seen them play live?
Yeah, many times I saw Big Country right at the early days when Fields of Fire was being released. First saw them at a place called The Venue in London. Yeah. And absolutely blew me away, and was a massive fan of the band, and saw them play a lot with the U2 on the War Tour. And then we actually played together in 1983, in the summer of 83, at the Lyceum Ballroom in the Strand. And so I was always a huge fan of Big Country right from the earliest days, and got to know them as well, you know, through the gigs. Mm. Met Stuart when he was alive as a young man. I actually met Stuart on stage when we were both invited to join you two sing Knocking on Heaven's Door, and I helped pull Stuart out of the crowd. So that's how I met him. So great days.
Some introduction, eh?
But we always like the Alarm as well from Big Country. You know, we had a little club, you know, with the Alarm, U2, Simple Minds and Big Country, and that was like our little club together that we all had mutual respect, you know, for each other. And I'm a huge fan of, I can say it in front of Mike, I'm a huge fan of Mike and his band anyway, so I couldn't be happy with having you there, Mike, with us.
Mutually,
as you know.
Absolute mutual respect too, Mark. That's what's a great thing, as Mark was saying, it is like a little family that's grown through similar experiences, been
very
linked
much
through experience, and when we get together, that holds us in good stead. We've got so much in common.
We've almost lived parallel lives in our careers in that respect, of the genre of music and you know, the message we were giving out and things, and the spirit of the band particularly, you know.
Mark, why have you decided to do it again? Because I guess the temptation was when Stuart died, that's it, we're never going to do it again. What sort of prompted you to get it all back together again with Mike at the lead?
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, when the tragedy happens, you have to take time out to reflect on everything. And, you know, there was a huge swell of fans, you know, and obviously Stuart's like a brother to the band members. You know, most of my adult life I grew up with Stuart, going around the world, and you share a lot of very intimate moments when you play music, when you give that kind of thing, when you're giving music to each other, you spend time rehearsing and spending a lot of time together. So it was a massive loss, and it takes a while to get over, and but at the end of the day, what keeps coming back to you is the songs and the legacy that he left, and the writing and the music still really needs to be heard and played, because, you know, being in a band, you know, it's weird to sort of evaluate yourself sometimes. You have to take a step back, and I presume stepping back after what happened with Stuart and losing Stuart, we were able to sort of look at things from a different way. And we really felt that the music needed to be played again, and there was a new audience for us, to be honest. You know, when we do shows now, we've got different generations coming along from the guys at our age with their children, you know. And there's a new, you know, obviously, there's a whole new audience out there that have grown up and perhaps not had the chance to see Big Country, as well as the ones that would really miss the band. And it felt like the right time felt right to get the band back together again. And obviously, you know, Mike was our first choice, and we really hoped Mike could do it. And we were very lucky that he's able to do it. And
hey, Mike, I mean, take us back to the first time you stepped on stage. I mean, I would imagine that you, having beaten cancer, there's nothing really that will faze you, is it? Nothing will worry you as much after, you know, beating that awful thing, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I guess, you know, that although you might have been nervous, you thought, I can handle this, you know, stepping into Stuart's shoes.
Well, I wasn't trying to step into Stuart's shoes. No one can really do that, but I thought I could bring my own take on it as a fan of Big Country and approach it from that angle, almost in the same way I met Stuart. From he stepped out of the audience onto the stage, well, I sort of saw it as being that was the parallel I had to, and the journey I had to make as to step onto the stage, and nobody actually stands in the centre of the stage with Big Country today. That's left that was Stuart's space, or as Bruce Watson so eloquently put it in a recent magazine interview. He said that the centre stage is for the fans, and that's their role in the Big Country experience today. And but for me, it was a gradual move, really, because as I say, I had performed with Stuart with you two, I played with Big Country on the last show that the band played with when Stuart was alive in the UK, was at Glasgow Barrowlands, and the last song was playing Rockin' in the Free World, and I was up on stage with the band. And then we did do one show together after Stuart's death at a fan club convention in Holland, and it was a magical experience, and the feelings were very raw in the air at that time, and we didn't play the obvious sort of Big Country songs. We played some lesser known songs, but it was the vibe was incredible straight away, and
it
was almost like, whoa, what have we got here? So when I was asked to join the band, it was really a continuation of the friendship and the respect we'd all had for so many years.
Are we going to get some new music from you guys then?
You never know.
Absolutely. I mean, I always like to think that, you know, the back catalogue, we've got huge amounts of songs, so there's lots of songs to be played, and we'll start going through burying the set, I presume, at some point. But it's always nice to think that there's new songs. I know, Mike, you've got a lot of stuff that you write all the time, and we've all got ideas collectively, and I think it's a good idea at some point that we go in a room and knock some ideas down.
Absolutely. You know? I think because to take on this challenge of Big Country in the modern era, you have to totally immerse yourself in it musically. You can't just think, oh, I'll just go and do this for fun. There's too much respect for Stuart as a person and his legacy, as Mark's been describing, to just sort of tickle at the edge of it. You've got to sort of really, almost like a method act, you've really got to get right inside what made Big Country special. And I think we've tapped into that. And so that is a very inspiring place to be. And so music is coming out based on the legacy of Big Country. New things will come, I'm sure.
Wonderful. Well, let's see where you can go and see this new lineup. It's April, Friday the 8th, Portsmouth Pyramid. And there are obviously other dates outside the area. Sunday the 10th, the Oxford O2 Academy. And Friday the 15th, the London O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire. And check them out there. And, of course, in the summer, it'll be the Isle of Wight Festival. So that'll be. I guess there'll be a few other festivals as well coming along for you.
Absolutely. There's so much happening for Big Country because, you know, say the first shows have been absolutely incredible and very emotional experience for everybody, and everybody's played their part in elevating it to where it needs to be. And so there's something really special happening. And it's, from my point of view as a fan and a member of Big Country as well, it's a great thing to be part of. Brilliant family to be a member of.
Absolutely.
Well, Mark and Mike, thanks for sparing the time and have a great time on tour.
Brilliant. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Roger.